Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So today we celebrated a Bartender Appreciation Day on a Bad Choice Friday. Also, it is Repeal Day as well. So the tunes, LMFAO featuring Lil Jon, Shots Against Chumbawamba, and Tub Thumping. Mike, how was the voting?
It was pretty close there, Miles, and it ended with a 6-point split, if you would, please. And I just, I have one question for you, Miles. Did you enjoy that shot?
I did.
Do you want another shot?
I would love one.
Could I interest you in another shot?
Yeah. Did LMFAO win?
Well, let's take one with some Chumbawamba and just jump open on a bad joint, bro.
Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to Men's Room 99.9 KISW Seattle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, The Jimmy,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title lights guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
In animal news, a bar in New Zealand had an unexpected customer walk in, and it was a baby seal, which seems funny and cute, but nobody wants to hear a kiss from a rose on repeat.
The Ted Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that the Super Bowl commercial they did with
him? Yeah, Seal?
Yeah, so my kids are too young to, they knew the song, but they did not know who Seal was. So when that commercial came on and they're looking at that image, I mean, the look on my son's face is like, what the F is that? And I had to explain it. He's like, yeah, okay, that's creepy, man.
Show him who he's married to. Was.
Yeah, was.
Spotify Wrapped is here, and this year there's a new feature called Listening Age, which tells users how old their music taste makes them. And because my top artist of the year was Majestic Tropic Thunderstorm by Music for Deep Sleep, Spotify predicted my age at 4 billion years old.
It's Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Spotify Wrapped is here, and this year there's a new feature called Listening Age, which tells users how old their music taste makes them. And because my top artist of the year was Majestic Tropical Thunderstorm by Music for Deep Sleep. Spotify accurately predicted my age as 4 billion years old.
I was 65.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I gotta look at it. Mine's very confused. It's like country, gangster rap, and EDM.
Mm-hmm.
You need help.
I listened to like Hall & Oates one time. You're like, oh, you like the oldies? You're 65.
Yeah. More companies are hiring TikTok influencers to create content for their products. So look for fun collaborations like Get Ready with Merrill Lynch and Skibbity Bop Bank of America.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Apparently, more companies are looking to hire TikTok influencers to create content about their products. So look for fun collaborations like Get Ready with Merrill Lynch and Skibbity Bank of America.
I got more Martha Stewart news, guys.
Excellent.
Yeah, just for you. Basically, she's been struck by lightning 3 times.
That is amazing. Well, you know, people do get hit by lightning multiple times. So there is a phenomenon. Trust me, I'm aware of it. I've read about it.
Sure. I just think it's weird that Martha Stewart's one of them.
Kind of freaky.
Don't you think with the amount of golf you've been playing in the last few years, you're rolling the dice?
Not in the Pacific Northwest.
But when I go to places.
That's a good point.
When I go to places. Mark that down.
Is
there's
be struck
one
by lightning?
Tree at your course.
That's right. Never been hit by lightning.
First time for everything, Montgomery.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
You're right. It's very rare we get lightning.
typically we get lightning.
It's going to be one cloudy day in the summertime.
No, it's always midnight or something weird. We always get like night lightning.
So again, in this new podcast, she said the first time she was struck, she was doing dishes and saw the lightning enter her pipes.
Damn.
That comes surging out of her faucet. girl.
Yeah, girl.
That's just way too Martha Stewart.
Well, I was cleaning up after cooking and...
Well, say, all right, they're all pretty Martha Stewart. Second time, she said it hit her in her stomach and knocked her on the floor, or that came through the pipe, hit her in the stomach, knocked her on the floor. Second time, she got zapped in the ear when a bolt of lightning came through her phone.
I'm thinking a landline phone.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
So when I was
all right,
a kid,
we were told that.
We were always told, get off the phone during thunderstorms.
Yep, correct.
Get out of the tub.
That's all the other
hang
one.
Up the phone.
That's the other one.
Third time. Where do you think she got struck the third time? Remember, it's very Martha Stewart. First time she was cleaning. Second time she's on a landline.
She was in the garden.
Mike is correct.
Yes! Makes sense.
And then I kind of respect this out of her. She is kind of a tough old broad. She said when she's done, just chuck her in a hole, the property, and compost like her horses. When one of my horses died, we dig a giant hole, really deep, in one of my fields. The horse is wrapped in a clean white linen sheet and very carefully dropped down into a giant, lovely grave.
Why does she say clean white linen sheet? We don't think it's going to
be dirty.
Because
Martha Stewart's got a backhoe laying around.
What we did is we wrapped it in the lace doily.
Well, Martha Stewart, I would imagine, too, is not somebody that ever has like it. Like she's not like me, right? Like, there's not two sheets sitting on her washer waiting to get washed.
Yeah, I think you know what I mean? Like, probably
I feel like,
right.
Like, after, like, day one or two, like, she's, boom, we got to wash.
You know what, man? That's her image. We might, like, you break into her house, you know, she doesn't know you come. She might be a slob, pack a hoarder. You know what I mean? Like, hey, that's just my image on TV. I have newspapers from 1978, every day all the way through.
So I have some theories, but mine kind of...
You think she has anything in Tupperware that she can't identify sitting in the back of the freezer?
No.
I
but I think she's into dirty stuff.
Oh, I think so too, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't say she's open about that, but she makes it clear that I like sex.
That's my same with my theory on Tom Brady.
Okay.
He's always been the captain of his team
sure.
And this and that.
So you think he's submissive?
In the bedroom, yes.
Do it again.
Well, you might not be wrong.
The whole fist might fit.
Right. Make me your... let's see. Masked Singer's returning for 14th season next month.
God, it's been that many.
All right. It's got... Well, Here's the deal.
I know, so like 7 years, 14.
Right, because that's the problem, right? Is now TV has split it up into two seasons. Like, it used to be you just had a season, right?
Yeah.
And now, right, so now they have two, like, there's two seasons, but it's on twice a year. And then don't give me that mid-season finale crap.
Oh, I know. No, Christmas break.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It is what it is. But, right, you brag about your seasons. Like, okay, a TV show from the 70s or 80s, if they say we were on for 20 seasons, that meant I was on for 20 years. Right.
So this one's going to have 18 new costumes that include a giant eggplant. Queen Corgi. The croissants. I don't know. There's a couple words in here. I don't even know what they are. A pug Casio?
I don't even know what that sounds like.
Guess it's a pug dog.
Oh, a pug Casio.
And it's like a keyboard?
That's what I'm picturing.
But they're going to do some cool stuff. There'll be a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne called Ozfest. His daughter Kelly will make an appearance. She was on season 2 as a ladybug. They'll also have some theme nights that include a Star Trek night. They'll have Clueless Night, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Night, Twilight Saga Night. Miles will be in for that. Spice Girls Celebration.
Ted will be in for that.
Well, they're trying to hit everybody.
And a tribute to the Care Bears.
Oi, okay.
Actually, maybe you know, not, man, almost everybody.
My first gig ever as a musician with my band, the first gig we ever got, it was at the Highland Town Fair or something like this. So we're like, cool. We're going to play our first gig. So we roll up to the appointed spot. We find the stage. Now, on the stage when we got there was a clown making animal balloons. Mike, you'll appreciate that. Or balloon animals for the kids. But behind him, firmly painted on the stage that could not be removed, were the Care Bears.
Awesome.
Dude. And like,
you couldn't have asked for a better backdrop.
But we were like, we are a metal band. Here's the Care Bear. We just went up there and did our thing anyway. But it was, I remember the stage itself was baby blue. Four big-ass Care Bears are painted on the back, and I'm like, here we go! The rock and roll lifestyle, baby. Care Bears and a clown.
Sounds like Spinal Tap.
It felt that way, but, you know, we're 16, 15 years old, whatever, and I'm like, we'll take it.
I think it'd be good for a lot of people to see some of the rooms that bands play in.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? And some of, like, the crazy stuff. Like, nowadays, you could see more footage.
Sure.
Because everybody's kind of had more cameras since, like, what, early 2000s?
Oh, yeah.
But some of those rooms, I mean, hell, even our buddy Kyle, right? Superfecta.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, I was doing one of those car toys, like, all day Tenso.
Yeah.
But, like, they had to play at, like, noon or 1. And it was just me. You know what I mean? It's nothing against their band. It's just like, right, you're in a parking lot at noon. There's not a ton of people there yet. Yeah. It's like, but you still have to play.
You got to do it. It is a weird feeling, but you're like, F it. Let's just plug in and go.
Hopefully you can draw them in.
Yeah.
The little kids loved us. They thought it was great.
Well, it's like with comedians too, right? Like when you see comedians, you know, let's say you're down at Tacoma Comedy Club, right? Or like that's a big room. And they're established, but there's people in there. But when you got to perform and there's just like 5 people, they're making eye contact.
And you need to make them laugh.
Correct. It's very awkward, right? It's like doing a stager and there's nobody there. Just like,
how's everybody? I'm sorry. How are you feeling tonight?
Yeah. Or you do an impromptu stager for a local band and one guy claps.
Oh.
And on the microphone, you go, thanks, one guy. Anyhow, didn't happen to me this summer, Miles.
Wow.
Google's got some of the top 25 searches in entertainment and sports. So let's start with the movies, right? Thunderbolts was number 5.
All right, it's funny. I don't think it did that well at the theater.
I don't think it did
but
either.
There was a lot of buildup to it.
There was, and I think it was rated decently well. So as far as, you know,
I watched the preview. I just haven't watched it yet. I think I might enjoy it. I don't know.
I've just fallen off.
Happy Gilmore too.
Okay. Of course.
All right. Still gonna watch that.
I guess.
I know it's worth a watch, but that's about all it's gonna be worth.
That is. I finally,
you know what you're getting. The formula's already there. Right. They're just, you know, it's back to like Coming to America 2.
Sure.
You know basically what the idea is going to be.
Right.
And so those are your expectations.
And what's the old sports joke? Miles, you know it. What's the best sports movie of all time?
Caddyshack 2.
Caddyshack. What's the worst sports movie of all time?
Caddyshack 2,
Third on the list was Minecraft movie.
That's kind of funny. Like, my kids saw it because they all grew up playing Minecraft. Mm-hmm. And my son, he had an interesting take. So I didn't see it. I have no urge to. But his review, it struck me as like Rocky Horror Picture, where he's like, the movie was stupid. It was bad. But we knew it would be stupid and bad. We went anyway, and it was a lot of fun. and people did interact with, I don't know, there's some scenes that, like, so you go to Rocky Horror Picture, right? Getting hit with toast and all that kind of thing. So he's like, it was a great experience, but the movie was crap kind of thing.
All right. Next on the list was Sinners.
Oh, yeah, it's Michael B. Jordan.
That was a good movie.
Is it worth watching, man?
Yes.
I've seen, okay.
Yeah, it was really,
it looks kind
cool.
of intense.
There's some intensity to it, yes. It's not like a, oh my God, gory horror movie. There's blood to it, but it was a really, really fun ride. It was a good movie.
Okay, we'll check it out.
All right, I've been waiting to say this because I don't want to get attacked for it. I didn't care for it.
Not so
you did see it.
I watched like about it. Half of it and kind of turned it off. But I'm also not a big horror film.
Sure.
But again, it's Michael B. Jordan, and there's some race aspects. So I've seen a lot of people say I didn't like it, and it's like, and I guess there's a line then, y'all Klan or whatever. It's like, look, it has nothing to do with it. It's like it's a black horror movie. Like, I don't know. Right. I just didn't like it.
But even if you don't like a horror movie, I don't necessarily like rom-coms, but some of them are just good movies.
Correct.
Right? So it's a different kind of take. It has nothing to do with the horror. It has to do with the movie.
Did you get when it kind of took a turn there? You know, it starts out as they're just trying to build the bar, but then it takes a turn about halfway through.
Yeah, and that's kind of when I checked out.
That's when you checked out of it. Okay.
But I was like, everybody keeps talking about it. But I was like, I don't know if I want to say this. I'm going to come off bad. But I was like, I just didn't care for it.
I think it got a little overrated. I will give you that. It was still a fine movie. I think worth a watch. But a little bit. People took it a little bit too far with overrating it.
Number one was obviously K-pop Demon Hunters.
Which, again, I know that nothing one. About it other than apparently it is massive. It is huge. My wife played a song the other night. And I'm like, I've never heard of this before in my life. And she's like, it's from K-pop Demon Hunters, and it's the biggest thing. And I'm like, look, I know I'm old and out of the loop, but Christ almighty. For all the hype I've heard about it, I'm shocked at how little I know about it.
The song is popping off. I don't know if people like the movie near as much as they like the song. It's got anime features to it. It's got an animation style that's kind of like Into the Spider-Verse, that sort of style of animation. So there's aspects to it that I think people could truly enjoy, but I think the song is doing more than anything with it.
Yeah, like, I don't know a ton of K-pop. I really only know that one band, Blackpink, and then the girl...
I've heard the name.
Right, the girl Lisa from it, but she did some songs with Diplo, so that's kind of how I found it.
Okay.
But then I tried to watch her whole thing at Coachella, and I was like, I don't get this, and I feel like an old creep watching that girl on stage.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, she's in her 20s, but it just, I don't know. Yeah. Like, the K-pop thing, it's like, I don't know.
There's an aspect to it.
There is a little bit of an odd aspect to it. All right, let's see. What are you going to watch this weekend? Hey, college football nerds and junkies like me, you got some championship games on this weekend, but that's about it. Also, if you want to see a man lie on national TV, watch Game Day featuring Lane Kiffin. Justice for Juice.
You are still hurting on that, aren't you?
I'm pissed. I am pissed. He lied about a goddamn dog.
He lied about a dog?
Dog. His dog, Juice. Oh, he was just using it for photos. Belongs to a shelter. Apparently, he's a hunted dog. Good at his job. But now, Juice is going to LSU. Might get eaten by Mike the Tiger. Yeah, you can tell. I'm still frustrated. He's going to lie his ass off. Now, if you like F1, Sunday morning is the last race, 5 a.m., Abu Dhabi. There is three guys that can actually win. Usually, it's all wrapped up by this time of year. So that should be pretty exciting. Then if you're like me, get a cup of coffee after the race, put a little Baileys in it, and then get ready for your Seahawks at 10 a.m.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man uses a stolen credit card to buy $65,000 worth of booze. Meanwhile, when you stalk miners and try to burn their homes down, you'll definitely make the news. California police bust a fake TikTok cop. A drunk woman shows everyone her entertainment and dining shop. And Detroit finally erects a statue of one of their finest. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
I know exactly where the boy is at because they enticed me too.
Our top story is brought to you by the fine folks at La Crosse Footwear. We go to Florida where a woman was arrested for simply walking down the street, Miles. A local police officer was parked in a patrol vehicle when a woman was observed on the sidewalk. But what caused the officer to step in was her choice of attire, or more accurately, lack thereof.
All right.
Mm-hmm. She had no pants on, and her undergarments were around her knees, quote, exposing her buttock and vagina area. To top it all off.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Vaginal?
The old vagina.
Not the vagina, Ted.
The vagina.
Come on, man. It's a family show.
To top it all off, she was drinking from a plastic-wrapped liquor bottle at the time that she was spotted by the officer who moved in and placed her under arrest.
Let's keep her.
She's now facing simple charges.
She's been around the block a couple of times, apparently. But She looked like she probably was good looking at some time in her life.
Well, of course, they all are.
Not now.
She was walking around with a liquor bottle that was 3/4 empty, Steve.
That's why she looked the way she looked.
Yeah.
But damn. I was like, come on, man.
All right, take a walk.
I've been hammered. I've gotten in trouble for a lot of things as a result. And other than waking up with the motorcycle helmet, I have had my clothes on.
Gotta air this puppy out.
Right? That's the one thing. Wait, you're searching your brain, Ted, aren't you?
Yes.
You know me a long time? See me drunk a lot. When was I naked?
The only time I've seen you fully naked, I don't think we were drinking. You were just trying to prove a point in the studio.
Okay, that was different. Yes. I was completely sober. Yeah.
Why were you?
I lost a bet.
Okay.
Two chicks. And they said, if you lose, you got to show us your wang.
Okay.
And I lost, so I popped it out.
All right. All right. In other news, we go to California. Yeah,
that's the entire story.
Enough said. We go to California for another story of an officer being in the right place at the right time. An officer was driving down the road one day when he noticed a fellow officer in an unmarked truck conducting a traffic stop on the side of the road. The kicker is the officer knew that there was no fellow officer that operated such an unmarked truck and decided to investigate. Sure enough, his suspicions were correct. He had a conversation with the driver of the truck, who turned out to be a man that had bought a set of police-style lights off of the TikTok shop and mounted them to his truck.
If you want to be a cop that bad, why don't you just start training? Go through whatever you need.
They have an academy.
Yeah. Because he doesn't want to be a cop. He just wants to pull people over.
Oh.
When he asked why he conducted the stop, the TikTok cop responded, quote, "The guy cut me off. That's why he doesn't want to be a cop."
Right.
That's by the time that the fake cop was arrested, being informed that it is, in fact, illegal for a civilian to have police lights, to which he simply responded, "I didn't know that." Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
You know why real cops don't get cut off? Because we know the cops.
Correct.
That's all. Everyone slows down. We don't cut. When you're a real cop, you rarely get cut off by a civilian.
He was arrested and his truck was towed. The PD encouraged anybody to call 911 if they're unsure if they're being stopped by a fake or a real officer. Here's my thing.
Can you imagine calling 911? I'm talking to a cop.
Right.
I just decided to play the card.
Right.
Like, I don't think you're a real cop. And I'm going to call 911. Is it worse for me at that point?
I think if it's an unmarked, they'll kind of give you the benefit, like, all right, do your due diligence. It also depends on what you're being stopped for.
Right.
But I think if it's a straight-up marked police cruiser...
Hang on, I'm calling 911,
buddy. Hang on, I don't believe you.
Until you hear his walkie, like, there's a jackass you're talking to right now. Please continue. Can that dumbass hear this conversation? Let him know you're a goddamn cop, right?
I think that they have dealt with a lot worse than verifying that it's actually a cop.
Mm.
So, but what's your play? You pull somebody over because you're mad that they cut you off.
And now what?
You're going to go terrorize them now? Throw the book at them, as it were, to scare them. What are you going to do?
I mean, I think some of those people, too, are psychos.
Yes.
Yes.
What was the guy? Somebody was in Bremerton. He got arrested and had all the fake badges on it. And then the real cops are just like, it's not hard. It's like people that try to pull stolen valor, right?
Mm.
There's just certain things. I hang out with enough military people that, like, we just don't know those terms.
Right.
And they can figure it out like that. Sergeant Smith sent me over.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
A sergeant, huh? Didn't know we had that in the Navy.
We go to Pennsylvania, where local thieves at least make sense. A man has been arrested after he was found to have committed a number of crimes involving identity theft, access device fraud, theft by deception, forgery, and other related offenses. He allegedly used fake IDs and stolen cards to place more than 200 online orders totaling $65,000 worth of goods that he picked up from stores in 21 counties across the state, all of which were liquor purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities eventually caught wind of his scheme and tracked down the 26-year-old to arrest him.
He's trying to bring all that back to Brooklyn and sell it. That was the plan.
Oh, was there a plan?
He's going out of Pennsylvania. That just seems wild. A little bit cheaper than...
$5,000
and it's all booze.
That's damn right. But just in case the story's up to bad taste in your mouth...
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Detroit, where a project is finally finished. The saga began back in 2011 when a suggestion was made about an art piece that should be erected to raise the spirits of the community that gained quite a bit of traction. But in spite of the public interest, leadership announced that there was no plan to go forward with the project. Undeterred, the community rallied together, building public interest, and even launched a funding campaign that raised more than $65,000 to make this project happen. After a long-fought battle, they can all now sit back and marvel at the 11-foot-tall bronze statue of RoboCop that they've gotten erected in the city.
Haven't they been fighting for that for years?
Since 2011. Yeah. They hope to have an official ceremony to acknowledge the statue in the near future, in which that they hope to get an appearance by Peter Weller himself.
What else is it doing?
Was RoboCop from Detroit? Is that why they did it?
Yeah, that's supposed to take place in Detroit.
Gotcha. Men's room sports, college action on tonight for the most part. The Trailblazers are on CW, and there's hockey on NHL as far as tomorrow. You got some college championship games on ABC and ESPN, college hoops on CBS, FS1, and True TV, and the Kraken host the Red Wings tomorrow at 7 over on Kong. As far as Sunday, the Seahawks got the early game against Atlanta over on Fox at 10 a.m., and then you've got more college basketball over on ESPN as well as NFL football all day long. As far as your weather, mostly cloudy over the weekend with the shower starting on Sunday through Saturday. It looks like it actually might be a half-decent day. Should be a nice day tomorrow.
All right.
Temperature sticking to the low 50s and the high 40s range as far as the levels are. That's it for your headlines with that. Have a good weekend. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Hey, Jolene's coming up next. She's got unwrapped tickets for you all weekend long here on The Rock.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. In the meantime, hell, we be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.